The Braves and the Mariners at SunTrust Park on Tuesday. Lucas Sims coming off his first career win as he looks for number two in this one. Let's pick it up bottom three.
Runner goes, Freeman swinging a miss, throw right on the money, and Zunino, oh, the swim move for Phillips. He got in safely at second. Zunino, I was about to say, has been putting on a clinic, throwing out base runners. But the swim move by Phillips eluded the tag of Seager, who swiped him and missed him and then reached again, and that might be what sold the call. High fly ball, belted deep right field. Nick Markakis has put the Braves in front. All of a sudden, he's starting to rack up the homers against left-handed pitchers.
The lefty delivers, and it's lined over a leaping Segura at short in the left center field. On his way to third is Kemp. Here comes the throw. He is out at third. That may be reviewed. I don't know what's going to happen there. I do know that Markakis got his second hit. He drove in a run. That being Freeman. Right now, the Braves have a 2-0 lead. Sims now heading to the sixth inning. And here he comes with another 0-2 pitch. Slider swung on and missed. You can't put one in a better spot than that one.
Maybe more, maybe three.
Popped up. Brandon Phillips, the Lone Ranger on the left side. He's looking for help. Matt Kemp gives it to him and makes the catch at the line. And Seager's retired, and Sims breezes through inning number six.
Second and the 0-1. Ground ball up the middle, sliding to his left, making the grab is Segura, and he's got the runner. Albies between third and short, and they throw it away. Headed to the plate. Here's the throw. Too late. They caught Albies running too far, and now they've got a fire drill going on, and I'm not sure I can't score this one for you. A nice stop by Segura. He was going to throw him out and then couldn't come up with it. He looked up and saw Albies had rounded the bag and was headed to the plate. Turned through to third, and they had him in a rundown and threw it away. So when we untrack all of this, what you're going to find out is I think that's going to be an infield single. The Braves are going to score one, and we're going to go to the seventh inning with the Braves leading 3-0.
Braves earned the 4-0 win, just the seventh loss for Seattle in their last 24 road games. Freddie Freeman extends his hitting streak to 11 games, but Nelson Cruz went 0-for-4 to see his hitting streak snapped at 12 games. Nick Markakis carried the offense, and Lucas Sims turned in six scoreless innings for his second career win as Atlanta took down Seattle 4-1 on Tuesday night. Here is Braves skipper Brian Snitker.
I mean, it's a very competitive outing. It swing at him real good. I mean, right. He had good stuff. He was in the strike zone and quick. It was good. It was a real nice, solid outing for him.
He's going to pinch it for getting out of trouble, especially with two outs.
Well, I mean, the kid never stops pitching. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't get flustered. Like I said, he pulls that hat down and goes to work. I mean, he competes, and he gets after it and just keeps trying to make pitches.
Is this the same composure you've seen from him, you know, going back to last year?
Early, you know, last year, and he's come a long way from then. I mean, he's worked his tail off, and, you know, he's been – sent back and had to work his way back up. And so I told him last week when he got that first win, man, I was like, you should feel good about this because you've been through it. You've worked your butt off to get here and to get this position, have this opportunity, and he's doing well with it.
You guys saw a lot of lefties there, especially during that run against the Dodgers. It seems to maybe have helped Markakis.
I mean, Nick's been good on lefties, though. I mean, he's just one of those, like I say, steady guys that it doesn't matter where they're coming at him. I mean, you know, he's the guy you want up there with runners in scoring position.
You guys were forcing some issues on the bases again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they can take that to an extreme, too. I mean, I don't know. You know, we can't continue to do that. I mean, it's just we're lucky we got away with it tonight. It's just something we got to be a little more aware of. And you know, it's something we haven't done all year. We've been pretty good about running the bases very well and intelligent, and for the last couple of days we haven't done that.
Did Tyler see something maybe to catch?
I don't know. He thought he's invisible or something. I don't know. But I don't think he thought they were paying attention to him. And I'm not sure. I didn't watch him, but I think he might have broke down a little bit, or he'd have been safe. I mean, it was a perfect pitch for the guy to throw on, but still.
You mentioned baseball. Is that something that you maybe just kind of have a conversation with guys about?
Yeah, we do.
We already have, and it's like I said, we've done a good job all year. We've been a really good base running team as far as taking extra bases and you know, the stealing the bags. I think our percentage is pretty good, and it's just the last couple of days. I said you can check off all the boxes of you know, you go through ruts and things, and the one overthrow or whatever that just happens. You know, you look at that one, and so it's you know, Brandon made on the positive side. Brandon makes a really nice slide on the one on Freddie's strikeout. So let's go from there.
And gets two bases out of that error in center.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, it's you know, he was heads up and cut the bag at first really good to get to second. So it worked.
Bullpen completes the shutout.
Yeah, it's good. You know, just the guys are doing good. I mean, Jose, I mean, those three guys have been just rock solid. And it's kind of, you know, every game's a big deal to us. I mean, if we got a chance to win it, it's a big deal. And we're going to go out and try and do that.
Lucas Sims turned in easily the most impressive of his five career big league starts. He turned in six scoreless innings on Tuesday for his second big league win, leading the Braves to a 4-1 victory over the Mariners. Sims spoke to the media after the game.
I feel like with each start, there's so much to learn. You know, not just cores, but the four prior to it. And you take a little bit from each one and try and better yourself.
There's a lot of people here from, they're still coming over to see you from Brookwood, family, friends.
I'm sure they're all over the place. I'm sure.
Must be nice to get one, though, in front of the home crowd, though, a little bit. Does that make this one a little special? It's not the first, but the first one here?
Yeah, it's pretty special to you know, win in my backyard, per se. It feels pretty special.
After getting up here, what's the biggest thing you notice out of big league hitters versus the minor leagues?
Still going to just execute your pitches. You know, the good ones get out 7 out of 10 times, and you know, I like my odds if I'm going to go out there and execute the right pitch. That you know, I like the odds that I can get them out.
You said Freeman said earlier today that we were asking him about young guys being up here. And he said, yeah, I've heard some of them said they want them to get their feet wet, but I'm up here to win every day. And he said if they need to get their feet wet, get them wet, because I want them to be ready to win next year. Is that how you feel? You're up here to, you know, not just to get comfortable, you're up here to win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, nobody likes losing. And, you know, that's what we're here to do. At the end of the day, you know, you're trying to learn and better yourself, but you can also win while doing it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's my number one goal when I go out there. That's the priority, is go out there and you know, do my best for these other guys in this clubhouse to put us in the best situation to win.
When we asked about that third inning in Denver the other day, you said, hey, look, I live for those moments, or, you know, I enjoy those moments. I like that challenge. Did you feel that adrenaline the same way when Cano doubles there to start tonight's fourth there?
You know, you like when it's smooth sailing and going, but it's not always going to be that way. And leadoff doubles happen, leadoff homers happen. And, obviously, you just try and minimize those the best you can. And you got a pretty good defense behind it. I mean, they were making some great plays, and you know, kind of trust them, you know, execute the pitches, and let those guys go out there and pick it for me.
R.A. Dickey squares off with Erasmo Ramirez on Wednesday.